the White Wires, all the way from Canada. I know you guys are tired out, man. Drove all the way up from Baltimore. Don't leave yet, guys. I'm just going to back announce your songs here and just ask you a couple questions. All right, so we just heard All Night Long, Don't Call Me When You're Ill, Ha Ha Holiday. I like December wishes. That's the new politically correct way of saying
you like it when people Christmas. What did I say earlier?
Celibate.
Stay celibate this Christmas.
And Did You Forget My Name, I think, is the song right before Ha Ha Holiday?
Yes, that's what we played before.
A little change up on me, I think. Right, you didn't do All Right With Me.
No, we skipped that. We were practicing that earlier, and it wasn't all right with us, so we decided not to play.
It was all wrong with us.
Then we heard Magic. Then we heard Roxanne. Oops. And then we heard Crazy, Pogo Till I Puke, In My Bed, and Just Want to Be With You, all from the White Wires. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what instruments you play?
My name is Luke. I play the bass guitar.
I'm Allie. I play the drums.
And I'm Ian. I play the guitar and sing.
And you guys are all the way from Canada. And you know how I know this? Because literally the first words out of your mouth was, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, really.
It was our priority to be polite first.
I'm very polite. And I was just like, see, these people are so polite. Sorry.
Well, we're humbled that you noticed it. Thank you.
Yes.
Also, a polite gesture to thank and be thankful.
You told us not to use any swear words, and I'd never even seen any of those words before.
That's right.
So, golly.
So tonight, last night you played Baltimore, and that was a crazy show, right? I think those kids went bananas.
Yeah, last night was fantastic. We opened up the show last night for Judah, all the way from Italy, who were phenomenal last night. What a band.
Judah,
also
I know.
The Nightbirds, who were incredible
Another
last night,
band,
too.
Another great band, I know.
And then there was
that
two other bands on the
bill.
Show, Merchandise from Florida and Scum Again from
great
Baltimore,
show.
Who were awesome. It was a huge show last night.
Baltimore
really
rules.
Night.
It was. It's a really fun city to party in.
Yeah,
some really
definitely.
Good friends down there.
And then you came all the way up, and now you're playing tonight at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
We're playing on the same stage as Louis C.K., right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I think we're playing in the janitor's closet. Todd said something about a different room.
I hope so.
Many, many great bands have played at the Bell House, so you are in good company. And, you know what I want? All right, so you have a new album out. Well, actually, there's so many things I have to ask you about because they're so funny, these things with the White Wires. First of all, people, if you're listening out there, if I was back announcing their song titles, you know, there's titles like Magic, Roxanne, Crazy, All Night Long. Oh, these must be covers. No, they're not. So that's your, go ahead, tell everybody.
Yeah, well, the thing about that is we've got a bit of a handicap being from Canada. And we need to convince people that they need to listen to our songs. So we do that by borrowing other people's song names. And
there's no trick to it. It's just a simple trick.
It's not the most polite Canadian gesture. I apologize.
It's not the most polite.
We trick people into listening to the songs.
Oh, because they're like, oh, a cover of Roxanne.
Yeah.
I got to hear that.
Yeah.
No, I posted on my Facebook. What's the name of that song? Let's Go to the Beach?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's another one.
And your video to that, you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
We did a video to that, and that's legitimate. It was minus 22 Celsius.
It's such a hilarious, people. You got to go look at that video. Because they're in bathing suits and dancing around on the beach, and you actually convinced a bunch of people to do this. But this was like, it doesn't look, is it the beach?
It's a beach covered in snow.
It's covered in snow.
The water, the lake is actually frozen. That video was shot in late February, and it was Canadian winter. There's nothing fake about that video. That is actually
people are you don't slip
that's our
on,
beach.
You don't slip the way that people slip on sand.
Yeah,
you know, like in that video. Yeah, it's cold.
Oh no, you
our
look.
Skin gets
you
progressively
look,
pinker.
Yes,
actually.
You look pink. It's like it must be the sunburn. No, yeah, no, it is.
No.
You look freezingly cold.
It's a Canadian tan.
Haha! Rim shot. You know, Peach Kelly over there. Any funny joke, you have to punctuate with rim shot. That's the drummer's job, all right? For your the other people in the band. No. Okay. Anyways. All right. I'm calling you Peach Kelly. Your Twitter name.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yep. I'm pretty active on Twitter, which is maybe embarrassing, but I'm not embarrassed.
No, I think it's awesome. Ali takes care of all our interneting for the White Wires, which is a huge task because we're a demanding group of people.
Yeah, definitely. Very demanding.
What? Wait, what happened? What did she say?
Not in Canada.
There's no... and the other interesting thing about the White Wires, which, and I love this little thing. I don't know if people have picked up on this. Like, your first album was called One. Your second album was called Two. And your third album's called Three. But it's the initials. So it's WW1, WW2, WW3.
I think Terry's busted us, you guys. She picked up all our themes.
We're history buffs and futurists.
We rip off people's song titles. And also, you know, basically, what's that thing, you know, when you like embed terms on your Google, so when somebody searches it, your web page comes up. That's what we did with all our songs and our albums. So when people, you know, research WW3, up comes our new album and, you know, a little link to go listen to it right there. Devious.
Yeah, right.
Apologies. No, I'm just kidding. We won't apologize for that. That was honest.
Oh, my God. You totally remind me of my friend Paycheck. From the band Fortunate Sons. Do you know that guy's
called? Yes, yeah.
You do?
Great friends of ours.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I grew up with Nathaniel. He's a close friend of mine.
Oh, my goodness. See, there you go. That's how you have, like, the similar humor jokes. Humor jokes. So, anyway.
Yeah,
so you guys.
Terry, there aren't that many people in Ottawa. It's a pretty small place. There's only one street, which is why we got kind of lost today getting from Baltimore here.
Yeah, there's like three streets to get here, at least.
There was at least three streets. Anyway, all right, so you have this great album out. I'm saying World War III. I was just about to say WW3 out on Dirtnap. We have two albums on Dirtnap, one on Douchemaster. You have a big gig tonight in Brooklyn at the Bell House with... Wildlife and what's the other band?
Hollywood.
Hollywood, yes. And you're gonna be playing Gonderfest also.
Yeah, you guys
are like the rockers, man. You're hitting all the hot shows.
We're very lucky.
All right, people in the New York area. Before they just played Baltimore. Before they go to Memphis, you needs to see, and before they go back home to Canada. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's another country, people. They came from another country to play.
Our visas expire at midnight. So we turn back into like evergreen trees.
At least you can say maple syrup. Sorry.
Yeah, so did you hear the news? Somebody stole, this was like Canadian news last week, somebody stole 30 million liters. I don't know if you know what that is. It's a quarter of a gallon. Million quarters of gallons of maple syrup. This is like a crisis.
I did see that.
We're in serious trouble, people. There's a hotline. If you Google Canadian Google, go to google.ca for Canada, and you Google the great Canadian maple syrup heist of 2012.
It's serious business back home.
There's hotlines.
Really serious business. Like your dollar is backed by gold bars. Ours is backed by maple syrup. Yeah. So please, if you see 30 million quarter gallons of maple syrup.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are you sure you want to mention this? You're going to like
my
really?
Eye on the
you're going to really?
I think it's them.
If you mention
they've got
this
a vested interest.
This is going to make the tourism to Canada go down because people are going to be afraid that their maple syrup's going to get stolen.
No, I disagree. I think you should get up there quickly and take what's left.
Exactly. All right, fair
it's
enough.
It's mostly
fair
corn
enough.
Syrup anyway.
Well, see, that's what we have in this country. It's all high fructose corn syrup. Like, when you get the syrup, I don't know why I'm going into this topic, but if you get like Mrs. Butterworth or any of these syrups, it's not maple syrup. It's high fructose corn syrup. Yuck. Genetically modified. We don't like that. Got to get the nice. That's why they stole the Canadian maple syrup. Yeah. That stuff is, you know, that's the real deal. Man. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go. We, meaning the you, the FMU listener, we're going to the website, and it's called thewhitewires.com.
Correct.
Check everything all out. And you can pick up their three albums, World WW1, WW2, WW3, the White Wires, and they are playing tonight at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Don't miss it, dum-dums. You're going to go. And actually, Todd said I have two pairs of tickets to give away. So people listening right now, as soon as I go off mic, I've got a couple pairs of tickets to the White Wire show tonight at the Bell House in Brooklyn. These cats are so good. You have to go see them. They're going to be playing, that's it for you guys, right? You're going to play Gonerfest in Memphis, and then you're going back to Ottawa.
Yeah, then winter starts, and we've got to just...
got to start building our igloos.
Cuddle
as soon
and stay
as we
warm.
Get home.
Yeah. Prime the snowmobiles.
Yeah. Are you going to wear a toque?
Fatten up the dogs.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. The White Wires here on WFMU.
Thank you for having us so much.
We would be remiss. Well, I know you... Did you thank your people who lent you the symbols? Yes.
Okay.
Wildlife. Yes.
And yeah.
You
thank
Dan.
And Hollywood, who lent us a bass.
Yeah.
We're gonna party with them. We're gonna pay them back, Canadian style.
But we have to thank.
I stole that maple syrup, and we're just gonna get really messed up on maple syrup tonight at the Bell House.
Wow. I don't know if Americans can handle that much maple syrup. But we have to thank awesome engineers, Stu Rutherford.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. Y'all. Thank you very much, Stu.
Mike Sin.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
And thank you, associate producer who's doing all the intranets over here for me, Paulie B.
Thanks, Paul.
And congratulations. Awesome set from the White Wires here on WFMU. You have to go see them tonight at the Bell House in Brooklyn, people, and pick up their new album, WW3, on Dirt Nap. Will you be selling merch tonight?
Yes, we will. We've got our brand new album. We also have our brand new 45 that's out on Total Punk Records.
Uh-oh,
we just picked it up yesterday. So we'll have those with us tonight. We also have our first album and our second album with us as well. So we've got a pile of records with us tonight, and we're really looking forward to playing, looking forward to partying, and we're humbled and honored to be here on your show today, Terry. Thank you so much for having us, and this means a lot to us coming from Ottawa. We're huge fans of WFMU in Ottawa. You must believe this. Our friend Mathieu Trudel is sitting at home, hopefully listening right now, but he's going to be so stoked. Nathaniel, also from The Fortunate Sons, a huge fan of WFMU, and those guys and Stefan got us into the station many years ago, and this is a big deal for us to be playing today, so thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. The White Wires here on WFMU. See them tonight. Okay, and I do have, thank you guys, and now they're going to pack up and blast over. And I do have two pairs of tickets to go see the White Wires tonight at the Bell House. Last chance to see them in the new